Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today, wherever you're listening from, whether you're preparing for work, driving, studying, exercising, or just beginning your morning quietly with God. May the presence of the Lord strengthen your heart today in Jesus' name. Today's devotional topic is staying spiritually sharp, and our Bible text is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Which says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And also from Matthew chapter 26 verse 41, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Several years ago, a well-known writer shared a story about a lumberjack who was struggling to cut down trees despite working longer hours every day. Exhausted and frustrated, he complained to an older woodsman that no matter how hard he worked, his results were getting worse. The older man quietly asked him, "When last did you sharpen your axe?" The younger man replied, "I don't have time to sharpen it. I'm too busy cutting trees." What a powerful lesson. Many people today are busy, but spiritually dull, active, but disconnected from God, moving, but not discerning, working, but not watching. And if we are not careful, life can make us spiritually blunt without us even realizing it. Can I ask you this morning, when last did you truly spend quality time in God's presence? When last did you pray beyond routine? When last did the Word of God deeply touch your heart? You see, spiritual sharpness does not happen accidentally. It is cultivated intentionally. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 26 verse 41 to watch and pray, because spiritual sleepiness makes believers vulnerable. A person can love God sincerely and still become spiritually weak through distraction, compromise, carelessness, or fatigue. That is why we must remain spiritually alert. One of the signs of spiritual sharpness is sensitivity to God's voice. When you are spiritually sharp, conviction comes quickly. Discernment becomes stronger. Prayer becomes alive. Your spirit responds faster to God's leading. But when spiritual dullness sets in, dangerous things begin to look normal. Samson is a painful example in Scripture. Little by little, compromise weakened his spiritual sensitivity until he lost his strength without realizing it. The Bible says in Judges chapter 16 verse 20 that he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. What a tragic statement. May that never be our portion in Jesus' name. And listen carefully. Staying spiritually sharp is not about being perfect. It is about staying connected. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 5, "Without me, you can do nothing, not little, not small things, but nothing." That means our spiritual vitality depends on continuous fellowship with God. So how do we stay spiritually sharp? 1. Stay consistent in prayer. Prayer keeps your spirit awake. Prayer clears spiritual fog. Prayer strengthens discernment. Sometimes you may not even feel like praying, but that is often when you need it most. And maybe someone listening right now feels spiritually dry. You've been tired emotionally, mentally, even spiritually. Hear this encouragement today. God has not abandoned you. His mercy is still reaching for you. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Your strength will be renewed today. 2. Feed daily on God's Word. A starving spirit cannot stay sharp. The Word of God corrects us, guides us, and equips us. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Notice that the word itself is sharp, and when you stay in the word, your spirit becomes sharp too. Don't only consume social media content all day and expect spiritual sensitivity to remain strong. Feed your spirit intentionally. And 3, guard your spiritual atmosphere. Who are you listening to? What constantly fills your mind? What weakens your hunger for God? Sometimes spiritual dullness does not begin with major sin. It begins with small neglects, a little less prayer, a little less worship, a little less hunger. But today, the Lord is calling you back to spiritual alertness. And I declare prophetically over someone listening to me right now, every spiritual weakness over your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Every distraction assigned to pull you away from God loses its hold today. May your spiritual fire come alive again. May your discernment become sharper. May your prayer life receive fresh strength. May you not miss divine direction in this season in Jesus' name. Beloved, don't settle for surviving spiritually when God has called you to thrive spiritually. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what has been weakening my spiritual sensitivity lately? Have I been too busy to spend time with God? Am I spiritually alert or spiritually distracted? What practical step can I take today to reconnect deeply with God? Actions for the day. Set aside intentional time today, even if it is just 20 to 30 minutes, for focused prayer and Bible study without distraction. Put away the phone notifications. Be still before God. Sharpen your spirit again. Remember, a spiritually sharp believer is not easily deceived, discouraged, or defeated. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this boldly together with me. Today, my spirit is alive and sensitive to God. I will not be spiritually dull or distracted. My prayer life is growing stronger. My heart is hungry for God. I receive wisdom, discernment, and spiritual strength. I walk in divine direction and victory today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for everyone who has joined us today. Lord, we ask that you awaken every sleeping spiritual passion within us. Revive our hunger for prayer, for worship, and for your presence. Help us remain spiritually alert in every season of life. Strengthen every listener today, guide their decisions, protect them from evil, and let their lives reflect your glory. May this day be filled with peace, favor, wisdom, and divine opportunities. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, encourage someone else by sharing it with them. You never know whose spirit may need this word today. Have a blessed and victorious day ahead. Keep winning, keep growing, and keep walking with God.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.